This is Dr. Lee dictating progress note. Patient name Boyd, B-O-Y-D, Tyrone, T-Y-R-O-N-E. Date of birth 12/20/1963. Patient seen on telehealth visit today. Patient has been following my office, and he told me currently he is living in assisted living facility. And recently he was seen by neurology, and he got his prescription from there. He has no recent seizure activity reported, no shortness of breath, no nausea, no vomiting. And patient also explained to me recently his medication has been adjusted by the neurology where he has been getting the prescription for the last few months. Review of system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, and no recent seizure reported. Past medical history, history of GERD, seizure disorder, DVT, schizophrenia. Current medication as reviewed from the neurology clinic note, patient said he got his refill from them. That was on December 21st, 2021. Patient has been started on Vimpat, V-I-M-P-A-T, 150 mg BID, Keppra, 1500 mg BID. He also go to Warfarin clinic, where he get Warfarin 5 mg, 2 tablet on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and he got 3.75 mg on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. He take Risperdal 2 mg daily. Effexor XR 75 mg daily. And currently he is not taking the Dilantin as reviewed the chart in the EPIC. Physical, patient is awake, alert, oriented M3, cooperative. He has no respiratory distress. His vital reported to be stable. And he told me there is no extremity edema. Assessment, seizure disorder, number 2. History of DVT, number 3. Schizophrenia, number 4. History of hypertension. Number 5. History of CVA. because of his schizophrenia history and medication compliance issues and his dependency on his ADL, he's in assisted living where he's getting medications. Patient was apparently hospitalized in March 2021, University of Maryland, because of focal epilepsy with the bilateral tonic-clonic seizure, and he was reported to have left MCA. Territory stroke. Patient also has reported a low vitamin D level that also need to be supplemented and the seizure medications adjusted.
Can you hold for a second?
Patient told me he go to Coumadin clinic regularly. His PTNR being adjusted, and currently he is doing well. Patient also has been following previously psychiatrist Dr. Blue, BLU. I advise him to follow up with them also. The standard medication he will follow in my office in 2 to 3 weeks. Thank you.